Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Merloni, Fourier, and Mega.
I believe this weekend it's Jim Nance and Tony Romo who are doing Packers and Patriots with Brian Hoyer starting.
Axel.
Tony Romo's now called the last two Brian Hoyer starts.
You know who called the last game that Hoyer actually started?
It was Romo, right?
He knows the system. He knows the system. Yeah. Is he going to use
Christian,
that this week?
Thank you. Tyler just said that.
45 seconds.
Oh, did you?
QB1 has a busted ankle.
Walk us through the play and sort of what it felt like, what you remember.
You know, it is what it is. And I'm just going to focus on day by day and having more specifics so you can talk to Coach Belichick about it.
I didn't have to ask Bill. I just wondered how it felt.
Awesome. Thanks.
Will we see QB2, a.k.a. Axel?
Yeah, I woke up in a bad mood.
I never
Axel's
knew that.
About to rock!
Plus, some leftovers from Celtics Media Day.
It wasn't a great summer. It was a great summer, but it wasn't a great summer.
Lou Merloni.
What if we get the audio from the doorbell?
How about pee-pee pictures?
Christian Fourier.
Oh, baby, I can't wait till we get up all up in that and do it all this crazy stuff up in there. You kind of would have an idea.
Oh, my God.
Is that how it would sound?
Megan Ottolini.
Freaking no, hell nah.
It's Merloni, Fourier, and Mega on Boston Sports Original.
Mama.
W-E-E-I.
Oh, yes, it is. We are down here at Fenway Park, like we are before every single home game at the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. It's brought to you by New England Ford Dealers and Ford Trucks, the official truck of the Red Sox. Talking about this Mac Jones situation, I'm just sort of basing it off of a Schefter tweet last night that said it's a severe high ankle sprain that would cause many to have surgery per source. Yesterday, Mac Jones, I believe, telling us that he would rather just go day-to-day and do his treatment. And he thinks that's the best way to go about it, not this tightrope surgery like Tua and Hurts did. He said, they handle it. I'm different. Whatever. So, but it sort of reminded me of the saga of Michael Thomas down in New Orleans. If you guys remember, he had a similar situation. Let me read you this. So, after the quote, after the Saints postseason, the medical staff recommended that Thomas undergo surgery immediately to repair ligament damage. Thomas decided to get a second opinion, rightfully so. The doctor suggested a more conservative approach that would let the injury heal over time through rehab and therapy, which was ultimately what Thomas ended up doing. Yet when Thomas reported for the offseason workouts in June, the Saints officially determined his injury would require surgery. Had Thomas returned some of his calls or even just kept up the basic communication with his team during his rehab, this whole fiasco might have been avoided. So he chose the rehab therapy. It wasn't going well. He had some setbacks. He wasn't ready. Ended up having surgery and missed the entire season, which led Sean Payton to respond to his stud wide receiver. He said, "It's disappointing. We would have liked to have had this happen earlier rather than later, and quite honestly, it should have."
Ooh.
And it just caused all sorts of problems between the two. If the Patriots want him to have surgery because he can come back in 4 weeks, and Mac Jones doesn't want to have surgery and wants to just rehab it a la Michael Thomas, and it takes 8 weeks, maybe there's a setback, 9 weeks, 10 weeks, whatever. Are we facing the same issues? Because I would imagine Bill would not be. Bill wants him back as soon as possible, right,
yeah.
Christian?
Yeah, absolutely.
So he wants him to have surgery.
Yeah, and it's funny because I was just sitting here thinking about it, like putting myself in this situation, and I always chose the quicker route, even though it wasn't as beneficial for me, like personally, like my body, because I was more desperate. Right. I had to get on the field. I couldn't miss. Like, I was going to be Wally Pipped. Like, someone's going to take my spot. I'd never play again. But these guys, Thomas, he can sit there and he can take his old sweet time. His contracts are guaranteed. They have a lot of money invested in him. And I would say with Mac Jones, he's super young in his second year. Don't do anything stupid that you will be dealing with, like, for the next 6 years. Like, this is when you got to be smart. This is when discretion is a better part of valor. You don't sit there and like make some stupid mistake because you feel like Bill is shaming you, which he probably feels like he is. Like, because the last guy, not going to name his name, but the last guy that was here, he played through everything. Like, he dealt with everything.
Cam Newton.
Yeah, that guy. That guy. But I'm going to say it because I do think there is, I'm going to break my own rule here, Mego. Because, like, the standard, you know, was set, you know, with Brady, with the whole, like, I mean, one example was the hand.
Never missed games.
Like, the hand, like, he completely just destroyed his hand, huge gas in his hand, and he missed, like, 3 days. Stitched it up, and he played and won a game in the postseason. Now, Mac is dealing with that legacy. Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, look, it from Giardi saying that Mac Jones is seeking a second opinion, that's not a surprise. That's kind of just, it may have been different 10 years ago, 20 years ago, when, oh, you don't like the first opinion from the team doctor, so you're going to the outside to get a second opinion. What does that mean? Well, obviously, the first opinion wasn't good, but it also just seems to be part of the process now that you get the second opinion before you move ahead with anything. Like going and get a surgery that might be unnecessary. I don't think that indicates that Mac would rather sit back and rest the ankle and let it heal on its own with a little PT or whatever. But ultimately, I think he's still at a spot in his career. He's looking at himself as a long-term investment for sure. But I think he hasn't lost faith in the Patriots and Bill Belichick yet in terms of an operation having his best interests at heart.
I would ask you about is this similar to Lou? Is this similar to Gronk, like his situation?
A joint statement?
Yeah.
No, I just go back to, like, I don't think he's lost faith in him. But has he lost a little bit of the trust? Like, is he realizing now that, you know, and every athlete does when they realize that it's a business. So you think about Mac Jones. He's a smart guy. We all know he's a smart guy. So after a good rookie season, do you think that he feels this organization has put him in a great position to succeed this year?
I think every athlete is scared when they're injured. Because the future becomes extremely uncertain.
No, I'm not talking about the injury.
I know, but I'm just saying, as we talked to him before, he hasn't had a major injury before at any point.
Right.
So all of this is very new for him. So if anything, I think he's just proceeding with the utmost caution because he's never been in this situation before and he's seen how it's impacted other guys.
I get
so
that.
I don't think that is, though, that we should read that as he doesn't trust Bill anymore.
No, but I
get
that.
He thinks he's just a pawn in the Patriots scheme.
I'm not talking about the injury. I'm talking about before the injury. I'm talking about, like, my second year in the NFL, you give me Matt Patricia, who I still believe, you know, I listened to some of his comments in the past, and I actually think there's a little wise ass in him. You know,
how's
when he said, like,
today?
Matt Patricia's like one of the most genius minds. I actually think he thinks the opposite. Like, yeah, I play with Bill and I play with, you know, what's his name down there in Alabama?
Saban.
I know what genius is. And this is the guy they give me. I got Joe Judge in my ear. He can't shut up. And then we start the season and it's like, hey, last year I was so successful with play action and RPOs and pre-snap motions. We don't do any of it. Nothing that they do is set me up to succeed. Nothing that I do well, we're doing. They're asking me now to just throw 50-50 balls, knowing perfectly well that maybe I don't have the wide receivers to do it. And my numbers, I'm going to have interceptions left and right. Like, are they really setting me up to succeed right now? And then this injury comes and they're like, just have surgery and get your ass back here in 4 weeks. No, you know what? I'm going to take a step back. And I'm going to do what I think is best for me.
Well,
so
before
I think
we get,
he is stepping
before
up
we
for
put
himself.
The cart ahead of the horse, I'm going to go back to Christian's very fine reporting.
Yes.
That he had on background, a source on background, essentially saying, nobody's sitting here and saying, Mac, you have to get surgery yet. Mac isn't standing on the other side saying, I'm absolutely not having surgery yet. I think we're still in the early time frame of this where it's going to be something that is at least a weeks long process. Like, forget about seeing Mac this weekend. It ain't happening.
Yeah, so two things for me.
But it's a delicate situation.
Yeah, and I don't think, just to add to that, because I want to respond to something that you said, Lou, like, there isn't, like, this, like, you know, line in the sand. Like, you know, like, it's like, oh, you got to do this or else. Like, well, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to hold my breath. I'm going to do what's best for me. That's not happening. They're still going over everything. Okay, but to your point, I feel like you think that because he's in this situation that he's in now, he almost blames the Patriots for being hurt?
I've heard he's no. Not for being hurt, but putting the trust in him. I'd heard that he's extremely frustrated, like, with how everything's going, like, with how they're running their offense, with maybe the guys that they have in charge of the offense. So I think that deep down, he might go home after some of these games pissed off, wondering what the hell is going on. You know, why aren't we doing this? Why aren't we doing that? This is what I do well. You know, I heard Joe Judge talking about it. Brian Hoyer today. I saw some tweets out there. Brian Hoyer's our quarterback. You know, we'll make adjustments to suit the personnel we have to get the most out of them. Are they getting the most out of Mac Jones? Are they putting him in a position to succeed?
Yeah.
I don't think they are.
Cool.
And if I think that, and we think, we're sitting there saying, I mean, how many times you got to sit there and say, this is what this kid does well. Like, everyone who covers his team, this is what he does well. He did RPOs. He's a master at it at Alabama. He was fantastic at it in a limited form last year. And they're not running any of them. You don't think that frustrates him? So now you tack on an injury, and they're like, "Hey, get your, you know, take, have this surgery and come back sooner." I think it's natural for him to take a step back and say, "Hold on, like this is kind of like a mess." I'm still trusting these people who put me in this situation this year.
I want to ask the extent that you feel that they put him in this situation, and I'm talking about having an offensive coordinator, first-time offensive coordinator. We've talked about all the football implications of having Matt Patricia in that role. Do you feel like the way that they constructed the offensive line, all the issues with the offensive line, any of that contributed to him having this injury? Did they put him in a position?
Oh, no, I don't.
See, it's hard for me to sit there, because that's what I was asking. Do you think, is he holding a grudge? Hey, listen, you know, you don't have a good offensive line coach.
Well, you have a part-time offensive line coach.
Well, you could, yeah. So,
because he's also the offensive coordinator.
Then you have none.
You just bring that up. Can he throw this out there, too? I mean, like, his numbers when he gets rid of the ball quick are fantastic. And a lot of that is RPOs.
They were. This year, I haven't checked the last game, but that was something that had been a little bit on the downslope in the first two games of the season.
Compared to last year.
Yes, compared to last year.
Well,
his rookie season, it was fantastic.
Well, I would think quick throws help when you do play action. You get somebody to bite. I would think quick throws help. Last night, I'm watching the freaking Giants, who suck. And I'm watching Daniel Jones, who's awful. And they run an RPO with Saquon Barkley and hit some jag tight end for like 15 yards. It was the easiest play I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, he's handing it off to Saquon. Oop, no, last minute I pull it back. The guy's wide open. The Patriots haven't done that once all year long. So they're asking him to hold on to the ball a little bit longer. They're asking him to take shots down the field a little bit longer. And guess what happens when you do that? You get hit more often. And maybe you spend 2 out of 3 weeks not being able to talk to reporters after a game because your ass is getting kicked. So maybe there's that too.
Oh, and I think he's
extremely frustrated.
And I was just going to say, just to confound it a little more to push Lou's point. So you ask Mac to do all these things. And oh, by the way, my left tackle is pissed. My right tackle is pissed. They're not giving it their all. And I'm absolutely getting smoked.
See, I would say that, you know, before the season started, yes, Ryan, absolutely. I feel like the line has played a little bit better.
Well, week two, they were fantastic.
They probably took a slight step back, you know, last week, you know, especially ending with an injury so severe on the last play of the game of what looked like it was going to be a blowout.
I'm buying what Lou's hearing.
9 minutes.
I think it's very obvious.
It's like, what he's hearing or what he's saying. No, well, that's already
both.
Been agreed upon.
I'm hearing he's extremely frustrated with this offense.
And how could he not be? How could Mac Jones not be frustrated with how things are going based on how things kind of went from last year?
Because robots don't have feelings, Ryan.
Christian,
maybe he does.
Well,
he's human.
He's got a heart now.
Maybe he's human.
Can we just revisit how this happened? It was a sack on the last play of a game that you were in the fourth quarter getting blown out of. Doesn't that indicate a little bit of lack of focus around? It's the very last play. That this happened on the very last play. Isn't that like,
play.
I don't know. To me, that signals a little bit of like half your mind's in the locker room thinking about like how pissed
not
off
him.
You are that you,
not him,
but maybe some others on the field.
I don't know. I feel like I do think we're. I mean, this is what we do for a living, so fine. I was gonna say we're speculating.
Mountain
too much.
Out of a molehill.
No. I am with the. I do agree with the frustration. Like, listen, he already went through the baby steps. He doesn't want to do it again. So he basically advances almost to adulthood. And someone says you got to go back and do, you know, go back to fourth grade, Billy Madison. You got to go back through grammar school all over again.
Ooh, they should make Matt Patricia do that.
Really, there's other
he goes back through like elementary school.
I think when really
school,
smart,
Pop Warner
like,
coaching.
Smart, advanced players, really anybody, really, if you just force them to, you know, do, you know, remedial type work, like they get irritated. Mm-hmm. Like really smart kids, right? I have a good friend.
Want to learn?
They, really smart kids.
Some kids would be like, "Perfect, this is easy."
Yeah, but they get bored. Yeah,
and then they act out.
Like, I had a buddy of mine who was like spoke fluent Spanish, and like, and I was mad. He was getting A's, and like, there's a guy that are moving me up to like Spanish 3. I was like, why? Like, it's so easy. Yeah. You're gonna get A's.
I just want to coast.
Like, no, just coast through it and help me out.
Yeah.
Just copy off your paper.
Have you tried sleeping? It makes class go so much faster.
Amazing. Or like a smart kid who's like, you know, he's too smart. They advance him to high school. They get bored with the remedial work, and I feel like that's what it is.
All right, let's get to more of this on the other side, because, you know, there is that Brian Hoyer situation. But Matt Patricia spoke today, and Ryan, I don't know if we have it or not, but if we do, we'll play it when we come back. But perfect. And I want to hear Matt Patricia talking about Mac Jones and maybe why they're throwing the ball a little bit deeper. We'll get into Brian Hoyer, probably your new starting quarterback.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We're back. This is Merlone, Fourier, and Mego on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
All right, before we get to Matt Patricia's sound from earlier today, let's take a couple of calls. Let's go to Charlie, who's on Cape Cod. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, I'm just wondering what you guys think of them running a play like that last play of the game. You're down two scores, not even a field goal, and you get a major injury like that. Why are you running a play at the last play of the game?
Charlie, I'm sorry. I have no problem with it. It's football. What do you want me to do, kneel it out? What are they going to do? Kneel?
Inside drop.
With 2.5 minutes to go, we can kneel it out?
If you knew how every
run the
play
ball
would end, especially with injuries, of course you would change the outcome of the
an injury.
You know,
like
take
that,
a knee. No.
I mean, what, every single night when a quarterback, after he throws the ball, somebody hits him, somebody rolls on him, a big lineman rolls on him. It could happen on any play. It's just a fluke play.
They never should have started Tom Brady week one against the Chiefs in 08. I mean, Jesus.
They should have known better. I can't.
He was going to blow his knee out.
We go to Jamal in the car. Go ahead, Jamal.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
I would just like to make a couple of quick points before I make my real point. First of all, I think it's hilarious that every time you guys are making commentary on someone's struggles, a sports athlete or whatever, they always have the Glenn Ordway voice. That is absolutely hilarious to me.
My ankle is hurt. I don't want surgery.
The doctors are telling me to get the surgery, but Bill says no.
If I just go in Scottsdale, I'll survive with that. Like, it's a dry heat.
The heat's a healing element.
I got to get Mama some new shoes.
And get your mom.
All right, sorry.
My other quick point is, Mego, like, you sound crazy when you're talking about earlier, you were talking about their play calling. That's what the Patriots did. If it was Tom Brady still playing, I hate to miss still, you know, whatever. If it was still Tom Brady playing, he would have been in there. It's all about playing the game, finishing the games. That's what the Patriots do.
I'm not saying he shouldn't. I will clarify this. I'm never saying that he shouldn't be in there at the end of the game, that they should have pulled him or anything like that. I just wonder, since it's the very last play of the game, does it indicate any kind of lack of buy-in or mental focus stemming from who's on the coaching staff on that side of the ball? That's all I'm saying.
Nah.
It's
fine. It's
fine. Was there another point?
My other point is, I'm really starting to feel like we are a regular team. We're turning into a regular teamdom. Like, the decisions that Belichick has made, putting all this pressure on Mac, like, this season, I've actually enjoyed seeing he's actually been progressing. He's actually been having to deal with the situation that he's been put in, and I think he's doing a great job at it. You know, he struggles a little bit, but he's still been improving. So I think that this decision is like the beginning of the end.
Thanks, Jamal. Here's my thing. He's just now realizing they might be a regular team. You have been for 3 years.
I mean, has it been that long?
I mean, you weren't a very good team.
Oh, Cam Newton, yes.
You were competitive with Cam. You were just 7-9, whatever.
Last year, you weren't a regular team.
I think last year you were a regular team. I think you won 7 straight games because most teams you played other than the Chargers, like, were minus every single offensive weapon.
See, but here's the funny part.
They were trash.
We had Ross Tucker on. He listed the long list of injuries for the Bills. Now, they ran all these plays, but half their defense was gone. Some of their guys on their offense was gone. Yeah, but they lost. And this is, to me, the benefit of teams that stay healthy. Like, you take advantage of these teams, and like, maybe on paper, you're a regular team because your personnel is not as good, but you just luck out.
I think you were a regular team last year, yeah, and you stayed healthy. You lost. Who'd you lose? Jonathan Jones?
They came close to having a first-round bye.
And White. I mean, that's
the end of the year.
That's who you lost, and you were healthy. And during that 7-game stretch, you played a Tennessee team with no wide receiver, you know, no running back, no defensive line, no linebackers. I mean, you played, you know, Atlanta with no weapons. I mean, you played all these teams that had nothing.
Well,
you finally
played
healthy teams, got your teeth kicked in the end of the year.
That call just sounded to me like, I thought we were always going to be exceptional Bills here. Like, we're the Patriots of Bills here. We're exceptional. Well, it takes more than one brilliant head coach. And aside from Tom Brady leaving town, the very simple equation is Bill or Brady, there's a lot of other attrition between the staff and the roster that you had 3-4 years ago.
Yeah, so
that's, yeah, you are any other team.
You are. You're a regular football team. Let's go to Russ in Connecticut. Go ahead, Russ.
How you doing, all?
Okay.
I'd like to preface this by saying that I watch the Patriots play because I think Mac Jones is one hell of a player. That's my impression. I know what he's going through, being the father of two D1 quarterbacks, okay?
Yep.
Having said that, it's upsetting to me that when you look at Mac Jones or Paul Pierce and crying, I don't think that's a joke. I have had high ankle sprains. I understand how it feels. And I'm going to tell you, no pain in my life was greater than that. So having said that, I want all three of you, and I know you're all past athletes. You've paid the price. Mac is paying the price, okay? And
Russ, I'm sorry. What are we talking? We're talking about him crying off the field. We just brought that up. I think did you cry?
You mentioned him crying,
yeah,
and Paul Pierce or whatever the other athlete was. I'm not giving you a hard time. I'm just saying, as an individual, I understand what the pain feels like, Lou.
Did you cry, Russ, when it happened to you on the field?
It didn't happen on the field. It happened off the field.
Did you cry when it happened?
No. That's a no. Thanks. That's a no.
I don't know what, I mean, I don't, listen, I'm just, we just pointed it out. I just, it's an odd look. It's an odd look. I don't know. You tell me. Like, it's, is it not? Is it fair to say that? I mean, I don't think anything less of him. I think he's a good dude. I think he's a smart guy. I was just praising him. I think he's actually standing up for himself. But that's not a strange look. You're his teammate, Christian. You tell me.
Oh, no, no. I think, no, I'm don't teasing laugh. Him, definitely. No, I'm definitely teasing him because it's a little much. And because, like,
honestly, Christian, how dare you?
I know.
I mean, the guy, listen, he takes hits. He's a tough guy. We've seen that before. He sits in the pocket. He takes hits. He runs. He takes hits. However, when he was injured, it's a strange look.
To me, that looked like a guy that had never, ever been seriously hurt, because I do think, like, there's some anxiety with the unknown. Oh my God, am I out for the season? Am I done forever? Like, so you start freaking out and you over exaggerate, you overdo it. He probably looks at it and says, damn, that picture's going to be out there forever.
Yes.
I mean, God dang it.
He's a tough guy. He's a smart guy.
Won't you say out of anything, like, okay, we've been able to sit and talk
Christian,
to him for twice,
can you please
right?
stop being mean to Mac? Can you please stop?
Yeah, no, I am the mean
I'm just
guy.
Saying, I've seen a lot of injuries on the field. Like, I'm in Minnesota on the turf, I dislocated my ankle, I tore every ligament in it, and I fractured it, all in one play, because it got stuck in the turf, my leg turned out of my ankle, and I was in pain. And I was MFing the entire way off the field. Every F-bomb, every other, like, I was pissed. You know, I was pissed. It hurt, but I was so upset that it happened. I was just MFing everything.
I'm not even, like, I'm not going to judge his, I'm not going to even question his toughness, because I do believe he's tough. You
of
can't,
course, he takes hits, but
play
it's
that
a,
position.
Like said, it's a weird not, look.
But it just was a little
a
much.
Bad look.
And that's why you referenced Paul Pierce, because he came back out. They wheeled his ass out in a wheelchair, and he came back out because he was like, he overreacted. He just went nuts, and he allowed himself to be pushed out in a wheelchair.
Listen, as a show, going forward, can we take these matters just a little more serious? Is that too much to ask?
More sensitive?
You can we be a little more sensitive?
Ryan, I want to work on that. Okay. Let's go to Joe in the car.
Why?
Oh, you're being mean now. Go ahead, Joe.
Who did that?
Hey, Lou.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
This guy that just called.
How about him?
He watches the Patriots because Mac Jones is unbelievable. Well, what quarterback this guy watch? Does he know that Mac Jones sucks? I mean, that guy that just called, that guy's on crack. He don't know football. I think that guy's confused. That's number 10. It's not number 12 out there, buddy. That's number 10. Mac Jones.
I love it. All. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Joe. I don't think he sucks.
I love how do you notice, Mego, how when he calls up, like, Lou, like, goes into his Paisan voice.
I got to talk like Joe.
Hey.
Hey.
As he calls it,
Spider.
Hey. Lou. Hey, Joe. Listen, I don't
Spider,
think.
Get over here.
Hey, get me a drink, Spider. Yeah.
I don't think Mac Jones sucks. I don't. I think
Lou,
he's.
You know, I got a big crush on you,
yes,
brother.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh, there it is.
I think he's good. And I heard Andy Hart say, "Oh, now that he's hurt, everyone's like going to trash him." It's like, well, unless before he got hurt, you weren't sure he's the guy. You thought, I think he's okay. I don't think he's the guy. I think the Patriots should get a quarterback in the next couple of drafts and see if he can back him up for a couple of years and be the guy. That's all. I don't think he sucks. I just don't know if he's, like, I don't know, like these other quarterbacks we see that are carrying football teams. I don't know. Let's go to Matt in Hyde Park. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Fleurier.
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Why are you sticking your butt out while you're doing
He's
this?
Italian.
Lou.
There's people out the window wondering what you're doing right now, dancing.
You know? Hold on, start over.
Hey. Okay, first of all, I've seen tougher trash barrels than this guy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, stop it.
I really think that, you know, I'm kind of with you in a way because, you know, I mean, he took a hit. Yeah, I mean, you don't go up the field crying, though. I mean, I sprained my ankle, too, you know?
I didn't want this to turn into, like, is he tough?
This is your fault, guys.
Is he not tough because
you
he cried?
You cultivate these discussions.
I feel like he
How many times
a little
can say
over
he takes
emotional.
Hits?
How about that?
Yes. That's a good way of putting it, because he takes hits in the pocket.
He got, like,
we saw that his
cut in half last week. Last week.
Yeah.
He got cut in half. Like, they didn't even call a penalty on it. It was ridiculous.
I like an emotional man.
Do you?
Don't keep it all bottled
Who's
up.
Who's willing to cry?
Yeah.
Especially when a husky gets skinned.
That gives you cancer. Keep it all bottled up.
Let me play some Matt Patricia because Matt actually talked to the media today. I think it was Evan Lazar, the Laser Show, asked him a question about Mac Jones all of a sudden chucking the ball downfield. This is what Patricia had to say.
Hey, Matt, I wanted to ask you, you know, Mac this season is ranking near the top of the league in air yards, or just the ball traveling deeper down the field, especially compared to his rookie season. I'm just curious if you guys as a staff are comfortable with him throwing the ball deep this much and, you know, how you kind of strike that balance of trying to take chances but also not putting the ball in harm's way.
Yeah, great, you know, great observation. Certainly balance is always a good word for us. So we try to do both. I think that, you know, Mac coming out of college, you know, he had some big plays downfield. He had some, you know, receivers that could get downfield and he could get the ball out to them and throw some, you know, really accurate passes in those situations where you have opportunity for big plays. So certainly for us, as we looked at it through the spring and trying to work through training camp, that's been something that we're trying to do, which we've, you know, we had some success last week being able to do that, which is good, but it still has to stay balanced across the board. You know, it just can't be one thing. So we'll continue to push for that balance as we go, like we're doing in everything with the offense.
So they went back in the spring and they looked at him in college and they said, you know what? He actually is successful throwing the ball down the field. Is that a shot at Josh McDaniels?
Yeah.
Apparently, Josh didn't watch any film when he was at Alabama because he didn't let him throw the ball downfield. But that's what Matt, well, we looked at him in, you know, whatever, not film, but you obviously looked at film. We looked at him in Alabama, and we said he's successful. Did you happen to see any RPOs there, Matt? Did you happen to see any play actions there, Matt, by any chance when you're looking at those films?
I just can't get over how delighted Matt was to get that question from Evan Lazar.
Great observation.
Yeah, great observation. Yeah.
I feel like that's his philosophy. Great
observation. Certainly.
Yeah. Let me just, wow, that was unbelievable. Great observation. Are you a scout?
Please don't kill me in the paper.
You work for the Patriots.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's what it is. I've seen some of your work. You're really good.
Now, if they asked another guy and his answer was, well, I'm going to be transparent. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to answer it exactly what I think. I'm just going to tell you right now.
See, this to me is funny when I
that's
heard
Joe
this.
Joe Judge.
I was like, of course it's Joe Judge. It's like, all right, so you're just realizing that, like, he can throw the football downfield?
Yeah, thank you.
Are you just like, now? Like, it's almost October? Like, really?
In the spring, we looked at some film in Alabama. We looked him back when he was in Alabama. We threw the ball downfield.
We must have missed some games.
I'm surprised Patricia didn't take it a step further and was like, you know, and so that's why we went out as an organization to get a deep threat like Devontae Parker. Mm. So it was really important to integrate him into this system, this new system we're putting in. What a great job bringing Devontae Parker into the organization.
But I'd also say when you look back at those Alabama tapes, how many of those are 50-50 balls? And how many of those balls were just guys like 20 yards wide open because they're just dominant wide receivers?
They were draft workout throws. Right, the guy's wide open. The guy's just, there's nobody covering you.
Right, like think of the wide receivers he had to throw to, and it's like, we saw him. I mean, he was unbelievable. He was throwing the ball to wide open wide receivers by 10 yards.
Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle, who are 1-1 in the NFL.
Yeah, like Jameson Williams too. Did he have him?
It's like, hey, I was like, yep. Yes. I mean, it's like, oh, hey, Judge, hey, Joe, you know, we should probably throw these, don't you think? Yeah, I mean, I saw him throw them in college too. I didn't think he'd do it in the pros. No, he can do it in the pros.
Yeah, Josh didn't look at these tapes last
year. Yeah, you know, nobody, Josh, wow, man, I can't believe he's the head coach, but all right. Let's add him in there. That's just like, it's just, isn't it just, I don't know why you would reference college for a guy who's in the pros.
He's
played
year.
17 games.
It's his second
played
year.
He played in a playoff game.
Talk
and you're referencing his college?
Mention that last year, not this year.
God.
Why don't you, what, and again, like, did you, what else did he do that was really well in college, Matt? What else? Were there anything else? Like, you know, like as he was handing the ball off.
I just learned, awesome at keg stands. At Alabama.
Great, you know, great observations.
Excellent observation, Mago.
Stop it.
Let's get back to the calls. Let's go to Jay, who likes a sensitive man. Go ahead, Jay.
Christian and Lou.
Yeah,
Christian, I think you're being a little ridiculous.
Which part?
Yeah, Christian.
Pain is pain. Like, pain is pain. If that's his pain tolerance, that's his pain tolerance. We're all different. There's nothing wrong with that.
Listen, you're 100% right. We are all different. We are all wired differently. That's fine. What I'm saying is it was a little much for me. That's it. Okay? Like, and I'm not going to give a stupid old school story like Lou. Okay? Because I did the same thing to my ankle that Lou did. Okay, I actually put me on the car. I almost fell off the car. You know the car that comes onto the field?
Yeah.
Those are tough to fall off of. They're made from large human beings.
Because they're just much pain?
The guy was driving straight to the opponent's sideline, and then he took a hard left, you know? And I had to grab the doctor that was sitting next to me.
Watch out for that pothole.
Yeah, no. I mean, are we jerks? No, honest to God. I feel like, Mego, you're nicer than us. Actually, no, you're not. Ryan.
What?
You're just as mean as we are. Let's just be
honest. No. Absolutely.
You're 100% just.
I said I like an emotional man.
I know, but you also said last week that it's fun to make fun of people.
It's funny.
Being mean is fun. You know what's fun? Yeah. Being mean.
Yes,
yeah.
Hyphen mean is Megan Ottolini.
Yeah. I mean, how do you walk that back?
You can't.
Tyler?
That's just who you are.
I'm only mean to the people I like.
Are we being mean with this?
I don't think you're being mean.
No. Thank you very much.
I just felt like, and that's why I will cut him some slack, because I don't care if he cries all day long. I think he's tough. That doesn't make me believe that.
I wish
not
that he came off, that he was getting, when he was getting taken off, he was just like MFing everybody.
Seriously.
Like by name. Like, F you, Matt Patricia!
Like, again, we've said many times, he runs the ball, he gets hit, he takes hits, he stays in the pocket, he gets hit. Obviously, he's tough. That photo that was actually the back page of the Boston Herald.
I think it was the front page, actually.
That photo of it, he's not going to be able to get away from it. You look at that photo and go, that's my quarterback.
Why?
I mean, that's just, like I said, it's a bad look. That's
going to be a meme.
Tough guy, but it's a weird look.
He looks like he got shot coming off a U-boat in Normandy in 1942.
According to Andrew Callahan, Boston Herald, our favorite beat reporter.
Thank you for the login.
He did tweet out that Mac Jones is not scheduled to meet with the reporters again this week. Bill Belichick Wednesday and Friday, but the quarterback, Mac Jones, not again this week.
I think, you're not going to see him talk again until he's
cleared to play. No surprise, right?
No, that's fine. It's going to be Hoyer, right?
Yeah.
Well, there was some thought that they could trot him out tomorrow and do the whole song and dance of, oh, well, I'm taking it day by day.
That would be in person, and that would require you seeing how well he's able to walk.
I will, before we break, because I know we got some good stuff coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I am with you. Like, why was he talking yesterday? Like, I just said, what benefit did you get?
Well, you know what he should have said, right?
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere.
That's
just move on. Okay, I got you, Mac.
I love Jay. Yeah.
What does Trainer tell him?
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere.
Imagine if he came up. How's your ankle feeling? Just pain everywhere. Oh, that's fantastic. All right, listen, we come back. We got last call, and we have an admission from one of the great NBA coaches that you absolutely have to hear. You'll hear it next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
We're right back to it. Merlone, Fourier, and Mego
on WEEI. All right, listen, before we get the last call, we got to address some of that, you know, the beautiful drama, because I think the Brooklyn Nets are always fascinating, especially Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, talking about media days.
Oh, Kyrie, what are you doing at home?
Kyrie Irving. So, obviously, the whole Kevin Durant drama, right? I mean, Jaylen Brown addressed the trade rumors already, said he talked to ownership, talked to his teammates, everything else. Those conversations are private. But Kyrie Irving, if you remember right, this guy opted in, and was it a day later that Kevin Durant requested a trade? This is Kyrie Irving addressing that situation.
It's just a lot. Like, hearing Kev want a trade request, I opt in. It's awkward.
It's very awkward. I'm sitting at home like, I don't know what to think of it, but because there's a trust that we have within each other, I just ultimately want to see him do well and be happy. So if that wasn't within our organization, I was going to have to accept that and move on. And I knew that I could move on, get to a place where I knew Kev could be comfortable and everybody could be comfortable, Sean, Joe, just our whole entire family and culture in which we speak on. I think it needed, you know, some honest conversations, and that's what we did this summer, and that's what we had. So to reflect on it, I hope I answered a little bit. You know, there's a big timeline, a lot of days in the summer where the off season has taken its own emotions and courses and, you know, thoughts on what's going to happen. So I tried to just center in on what I want to accomplish, and that was just focusing on being the best teammate I can be and being on a great team and what that means to me and really embodying that action every single day and not just saying it. So I don't want to get too wordy or too preachy up here, but I had a lot of time to think, and making the decision to come back to Brooklyn was the best one for me.
You don't want to get too wordy.
Man, that's we cut that off, too.
I don't want to get too wordy.
He said it was the best decision. Wasn't it the only decision he had?
I feel like the only honesty there was, like, it was awkward. It was awkward. I didn't know what to think. The rest of it was just was just Kyrie being extremely wordy. Like, I don't want to be too wordy.
But let me be too wordy. Hold on. I got more to say.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I know. Like, there is an aspect of it that was the only decision. I'm just going to trust KD, because you know what, like, in the end, I just want what's best for him. So even if he decides to leave me here all by myself with Steve Nash and nobody else, I hope he's successful.
Yeah, it's a brotherhood.
Yeah, what are you doing at home? Are you going to Cancun?
So Kevin Durant got up there. Now, listening to him, it just made me think more of, I still wanted him here in Boston, but I don't know how stuff like this would fly here in Boston. This is Kevin Durant, asked if he needs to prove himself to Nets fans.
Nets fans should know me after 3 years and the work I put in. Like, we've been through a lot as a team, and I still go out there and do my job. So I don't feel like I got to prove anything to Nets fans after 3 years. And I'm committed to moving forward with this team. So if they got doubts, then I can't control that. That's on you. But you see me, you know what I do. You know how much I care about playing, and you know how much I care about my teammates and this organization. But what I've shown these last 3 years. So, you know, I just keep being me every day. And some people going to like it. Some people not going to like it, but they may come around to it. I mean, it is what it is.
Hmm. So he says, I'm committed to moving forward with this team. If they have doubts, I can't control that. That's on you. How is it on them to be questioning whether you're committed moving forward with this team when you spent all summer requesting a trade from this team?
It's on them.
I don't feel like I got to prove anything to Nets fans after 3 years.
I might sound kind of wild. I kind of agree with him on that first part. The second part about if you're committed to this team anymore or not, like, TBD. But the first part, it's like, dude, I'm not the guy who sat out half the season last year. Okay? Like, don't look at me. I'm the one who's just here to freaking play basketball. Like, I'm in a mess of a situation, and if you were in my shoes, you'd be requesting a trade, too. So, yes, I will be out here playing basketball for you this season. Do I want to be here? No. I made that clear this summer. But I will be out there playing basketball, unlike that jackhole to my left who just sat up here saying he wasn't going to get too wordy.
I agree with all that. I just think it's interesting for him to be like, I have no idea why Nets fans doubt that I'm ready to move forward with this team. I don't know how you can even say that.
Yeah, what evidence do you have that makes you believe that I don't want to be here?
Yeah. All right, let's get the last call. Last call is brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or give them a call at 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Ryan, can we play the Greg Popovich sound? Yeah.
Greg Popovich, in the most Greg Popovich thing he's ever said, met with Spurs media yesterday and had this to say about maybe what the team might be doing and what you shouldn't be doing with them.
I probably shouldn't say this, but I'll say it anyway. What the hell? Nobody here should go to Vegas with the thought of betting on us to win the championship. And I know somebody will say, gosh, what a Debbie Downer. There's a chance. What if they work really hard? It's probably not going to happen.
I mean,
now, do you think that's him just being, like,
it's honest?
Or do you think he's just playing to the crowd and just, yeah, really, deep down, I really believe that we are going to make it, but I'm just building, you know, bullet to board material?
I think that's thing? Greg Popovich being Greg Popovich.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
He's coached for 80 years. He's just honest like that.
I don't understand why he's still coaching.
Well, he said what motivates him. He said my paycheck. Do you think that goes over well? I mean, you're a young player in the league, and you're sitting there like, he's like getting on you and demanding this and demanding that. Play the game the right way. This is what we're going to do this year. We're going to do this, 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 and everything else. It's like, dude, you think we suck?
There's a chance. What if they work really hard?
I think it's a form of motivation. I think that's what he does. Okay. I don't think he really believes that. I don't, but I mean, but also you can look at all the other teams with all the talent. He probably goes, we're not Golden State. We're not Milwaukee. We're not the Celtics. We're not Miami. We're not Brooklyn. We're not L.A. Oh, well. You know, we're not Denver. We're not Dallas. I mean, all those teams are ahead of them.
Are you going to keep naming?
I feel like I can.
Yeah.
Let's not put Michael Irvin instead.
Clippers?
Yeah, Michael Irvin. He was on First Take. Of course, Dallas with a big win last night against the Giants. And CeeDee Lamb, number 88. Did a big special on number 88 before this game. Two huge catches at the end of the game after an awful drop earlier in the game. And Michael Irvin this morning on First Take kind of lost his mind celebrating this win.
And what you looking at on that defensive line is something. Finger licking good, special. That's what I'm talking about. All five, they just be coming rushing and just getting it a quarterback. It's finger licking good, special. And we can get somewhere with that. I'm going to tell you this, too. I have been hurting because I have been having to tell the truth about how great Philadelphia look. And they do look great. And I said, there is no chance. But with that finger licking, pass rush, we do got a chance. We'll get a chance to get to Philly because we got that finger-licking pass rush that is so good, and a pass rush can stop everything. Now, we should talk about CeeDee Lamb. Did you know the number 8 stands for new beginning? That's right. That's why 88 is so Ray special. Lewis. God knows I needed so many new beginners, and 88s can take a new beginning. The Bible talks about men like this. They call them mighty men of valor. You might mess up, but you will do everything you have to do to make your mess up right. And that's what CeeDee Lamb did last night. He did everything he needed to do to make his mess up right. Yes, I dropped a big pass, but I came back, and I had a CeeDee Lamb drive. You want to talk about a playmaker? That's a playmaker. He made the plays. And then the one-handed stab for the grab of the touchdown on the go-ahead. It's what playmakers do. It's what 88 do.
Oh, my Lord.
Fantastic.
I'm hungry.
I mean, I don't want to get too wordy.
Isn't a little Jameis Winston with the finger looking, I want to eat a W?
That's what I'm
going to eat a W. He lost his mind.
But with that finger licking.
he shoehorned some Bible messages in there at the same time as he's dissecting a football
game. First take is
numerology.
Weeks. Yeah.
It really was. It's fantastic.
I didn't know 88 was like, you know, new beginning.
88s can take a new beginning.
All right. There you go. I was 88.
All right, that's going to do it for us today. Tomorrow, Alex Cora. He's joining us at 2:30. We'll talk to Dan Orlovsky at 3, get his take on the Patriots and where they go from here. But that's going to do it for us today. We will see you all tomorrow. Enjoy your night. Talk to you tomorrow at 2.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.